letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter 5102, Baruch Hashem. We'll dedicate it to the memory of our son, Levi Yitzchak, whose actually day of passing was on the fifth day of Shvat this year, Tovshin Pei Hei. This should be a comfort for the family, for the mishpacha. It should have Aliyas Neshama. His soul should have an elevation. So this was written, Hei Shvat Tovshin Zayin Brooklyn. The Rebbe wrote this letter to the great Rav Agoyim, the title of Aryeh Lev Sheyicha Levin. He was a very holy man. He especially dealt with the prisoners, with people that were in the hospitals. He was they called him like the tzaddik of Yerushalayim. He was a very righteous, I called my son the tzaddik of Manalapan, who everybody loved. But he was a very, very special person. And he had written to the Rebbe previously, but the Rebbe writes to him, Shalom Uvracha, that it's been a long time that I didn't get any letter from you. Although the Rebbe says, I inquire about you, and I get reports from time to time how you're doing and about your health and how you, and everything. So the Rebbe says, again, it was very pleasant just now to get regards through Mr. Golin Sheikhia. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you are adding strength in your holy work to strengthen and to encourage the heart of those who are downridden. Because his job was, like I said, to support the people who had tsuris, people who were hard, and he was there for them. And he went to places in which was dangerous, to hospitals and to people that were incarcerated. He went to a lot of different places. And the Rebbe says, continue doing that work. And the Rebbe says that for as long we are now, before Mashiach come, the verse says, "Lo yechdal evyon." There will always be poor people. There will always be, also spiritually, there will be people that are poor. Mikedav ha'aretz. So there is a lot to accomplish. So the great privilege and the great responsibility of all those who fulfill the command. The verse says, "Nosin titein." It says, give, you shall give, which it's interpreted, even 100 times, you have to keep on giving. So, you are someone, the Rebbe basically is telling him, that you encourage the hearts of those who are depressed, those who are suffering, those who are downridden. So, there's going to be, now we haven't merited yet the Geula, so there is still all these people, so you have that great privilege and responsibility to keep on encouraging people even 100 times. That alone, that privilege that you do, that hastens the promise of Hashem that there will be no more poor people, because when the time of Mashiach, those are the times of Mashiach. And the Rebbe says this goes not like the view of Shmuel. There's one rabbi that says that when Mashiach comes, the world is going to be the same like today. And nothing will change, just the Jews will be in charge of their destiny. But there's not going to be any changes. There'll still be poor people. But the Rebbe says, no, this is the opinion that the Gemara brings down from the Gemara in Shabbos and the Zohar, from the words of the Zohar, that it'll be a time when there will be no poor people. So basically, the Rebbe is encouraging him and telling him that his holy work helps bring the redemption closer. The Rebbe says, since we're coming close to the yahrzeit of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, who sacrificed himself to increase those who taste from the tree of life, that's Chassidus. And Tzaddikim, after their passing, they are in all worlds, they still remain even more than during their lifetime. I can say about my Levi, he was a tzaddik. I mean, I'm not sure about it, but he was, what he did was a tzaddik, and even after his passing, he is still in this world even more than the world than he was during his lifetime. So he's still with us if we can get it through our brains. So then we will, you know, not feel so bad. That will be the comfort. I feel the Rebbe is writing this letter on his yahrzeit, on the day that he died, you know, on the 5th of Shvat, this letter we're learning now. So the Rebbe says that he is here more than even during his lifetime from these. The Rebbe says that also from the Zohar, as the Rebbe brings on, and the Rebbe says that he wanted people to, the Friedrich Rebbe, whose Yahrzeit is Yud Shvat, wanted very much that the people should learn Chassidus, and which is called the Tree of Life, and there's no death over there. That's only life, only that's continuous life. And the Rebbe ends with honor and a blessing for success in your holy work, and for lots of nachas from all of your descendants. May they live for Arichas Yomim Vishonim Tevis, for long life and Gezira. And now this Rabbi Levine was legendary in his kindness and in his activities with the people. And, you know, I find a great similarity between him and our Levi, who's also legendary in all of the great work that he did for the community. So that's comforting to know, as the Rebbe said, that he's with us, you know, he's still here. And in a way, even more than during his lifetime. During his lifetime, I had to wait for his call on Friday to speak to him. But now I can speak to him anytime. I don't have to wait for Friday anymore.
But you know, it's